Welcome.
Welcome to the biggest countdown in the world.
The hottest songs in America. 28 million people listening across six continents.
Broadcasting worldwide from the heart of Hollywood. This is American Top 40. Here's your host, Ryan Seacrest.
Seacrest here with the top 40 songs in North America, all stacked up and ready to go. And today on the show, Jennifer Lopez shares the story of how her new album came together. Plus, Beyonce making a big move on the chart with her country-inspired hit. Before we do that, let's take you back. So a week ago, it looked like this at number 3, Taylor.
Was it over then?
In the 2 spot, Agoura Hills from Doja Cat.
I wanna show you out.
And back at number 1 after 3 weeks away, there's your Jack Harlow, Lovin' on Me. So that's where we were, and here's where things stand now. Kicking it off with SZA, one of the final songs she wrote for the Grammy winning album SOS, Snooze. It's number 40.
American Top 40.
Breakout.
So Ariana Grande said that she wouldn't release another single from her new album Eternal Sunshine until the full project is released because she wants fans to experience the album for the first time in its entirety. But now that it's out, she has another single that could make it to the countdown. Here we are, AT40 Breakout, We Can't Be Friends, Ari, now.
I didn't think you'd understand me.
Up 3 to 32, Save Me, Jelly Roll, Lainey Wilson. So back to Jennifer Lopez. She just released her first studio album since AKA in 2014, but her new project is technically a sequel to her 2002 album, This Is Me Then, which was mostly inspired by her relationship with Ben Affleck. I talked to Jen the other day. She was telling me why she decided to make an album that builds on songs from over 2 decades ago. It was Jennifer Lopez.
Obviously, you know, This Is Me Then captured kind of a moment in time when I had first fell in love. And 20 years later, I had this crazy plot twist where we wound up back together. And I just got very inspired to make music again.
And the lead single from This Is Me Now, right here, 31, J-Lo, Can't Get Enough.
I just feel like...
Knox, Not the 1975, number 27. So it's spring break season. If you haven't figured out your plans yet, we want to help you out. Got your shot to win a trip to Vegas to see Awakening, a thrilling show at Wynn Las Vegas, the most technologically immersive theater ever designed. You can go to americatop40.com. Enter and get rules there. AT40, number 2, Jack Harlow, Lovin' on Me. So we have made it to the biggest song in North America. And our new chart topper just extends this singer's record as the female artist with the most number ones so far this century. This is her 14th number one hit, and the only solo woman with more number ones in the history of the countdown is Madonna. But at this rate, it's only a matter of time before she catches up.
Number one.
Taylor Swift, Is It Over Now? The new number one song on American Top 40.
Once the flight had flown.
American Top 40
with Ryan Seacrest.